Substitute missive. Written by LMNOP. Read by Opalsong. Fandom Mo Dao Zu Shi, or The Untamed. Rating mature. Relationship Lan Wangji, Wei Wuxian, Zhang Yan Li, Jin Zixuan, Mian Mian. Also tagged for BDSM, Modern AU, Misunderstandings, Fail Boats in Love, Sexual BDSM, and Non-Sexual BDSM. And Twitter fic. Once more, I am thinking about Wei Ying introducing himself to Lan Chan as a substitute teacher at a formal gathering. And Lan Chan, surprised that this cute guy he kind of recognizes from the community center, would just introduce himself as a submissive. Like that at a public event. Wei Ying mostly does long-term middle school subbing, though obviously he'll take the jobs he can. Right now, he's the maternity leave sub for a science teacher and loving it. He also does tutoring and youth school break camps at the community center. Lan Chan works in immigration law and volunteers at the center primarily, but not exclusively, to help people with their N-400s. Anyway, all this to say, it's both inappropriate and arousing for Wei Ying to come up to Lan Chan at a fundraising event all, "Lan Chan, right? I've seen you around. I'm Wei Ying. I'm a sub." Lan Chan isn't known at the community center for doming, and through mutual silent understanding, does not acknowledge the tiny sliver of people at the center of the Chinese community center and people I encounter at Munch's Venn diagram. I.e. Jiang Yanli, Dom, and NHS, Switch. Still, it's not out of the question that someone might let it slip. Q Lan Chan's a horrified Rolodex of memories of Wei Ying laughing and holding the door to the center open for Nie Huaisong, or carrying the box of Jiang Yanli's homemade lotus seed buns up from her car for her. Anyway, so Lan Chan is there. Frozen, because Wei Ying is gorgeous, but also, why? How can he come out and just say that? Meanwhile, Wei Ying just wants to, one, get to know the community center volunteers, two, brag about the student who finally started to get mass and volume in class today. Lan Wangji doesn't ask, rope bunny or brat, 60% because he, at least, has a sense of propriety in this professional-ish setting. And 40% because he can't just assume that a cute guy who intros himself as a submissive out of the blue is doing so because he knows Lan Wangji is a brat tamer with some rigging experience. Eventually, after too long a pause, he says, "Yes, I am Lan Chan." And Wei Ying grins at him and says something about how he also tutors here. He's heard from some of the kids that Lan Chan is helping their parents with their green cards and naturalization paperwork. That's so great! They managed to have a whole ass conversation about Wei Ying using water displacement to help a 7th grader grok mass volume, and the time Yan Yan, powerhouse that she is, roped Lan Chan into leading the calligraphy class on a day Su She didn't show up. Their respective forays into windowsill gardening and traditional music, how hard it is to date in this city between work, community center, the covert racism of the terrible dating pool, etc. Turns out they both had a bad experience with Jacked Ryan. Lan Wangji interprets this as further proof that Wei Wuxian is a sub. Jacked Ryan, though hot, was a god-awful lay. So even though Lan Chan is trying to ignore the implications of Wei Ying coming right up to him to introduce himself as a sub first thing, unless Wei Ying brings it up again himself and clarifies his purpose in doing so, he worries. That said, it would make sense, perhaps, if Wei Ying were trying to find a good dom for Lan Chan's acquaintances in the scene to point him in Lan Chan's direction, especially if their needs are compatible. Again, he's tempted to ask, brat or rope bunny? It doesn't come up, though. They wrap up their conversation. Wei Ying goes off to talk to someone else. Lan Chan goes to see if chatting with Mian Mian will let him stop thinking about doming Wei Ying. Even just doing something as simple and platonic as digging his thumb into the pressure point of Wei Ying's wrist at a coffee shop and telling him to keep a straight face as he orders, and wait until Lan Chan decides to take the first sip of his tea before Wei Ying gets to drink any of his own order. Even just that. Lan Chan does not want to imagine anything beyond these simple things at an event like this. Talking to Mian Mian doesn't really help. The event ends, and Wei Ying doesn't come back to follow up on the discussion he's initiated. Lan Chan, a little bereft, goes home. But wait, there's more! Now when they're both in the community center, Wei Ying will come up and say, hey, and they'll catch up. He's cute and funny and gets Lan Chan's sense of humor, which is huge. Sometimes, emboldened, Lan Chan will ask, so how is the subbing going? Wei Ying will laugh a little and scratch his head and say something like, oh, great! I'm doing it for someone totally new to me lately. She's a real hard ass about schedules. Always leaves me pages of instructions for what to do when she's gone. Or he'll say, fine, but today was a bit of a mess. The guy was super disorganized. Felt more like treading water than getting anywhere with the materials. Lan Chan, internally. What materials? Did he not know how to handle a flogger, single column tie, etc.? Lan Chan despairs. Wei Ying, for what it's worth, thinks it's great that he's got a new friend. A super drop-dead gorgeous friend? What the fuck? Who gets this little twisty, almost smile look on his face when Wei Ying is sharing another hilarious anecdote about Jiang Cheng or the kids he works with or etc.? And who actually asks about Wei Ying's day? His friends are all great, but they're not necessarily usually the sort to get into the nitty-gritty of his substitute teaching without making it sound like they're a little surprised he's still doing it, slash not trying to teach for real. Lan Chan is, at this point, convinced Wei Ying just wants a friend in the scene, not necessarily a dom, even though Lan Chan is pretty sure he could do it better than the people Wei Ying has now. From additional context, he's gathered Wei Ying is more of a brat than anything. Lan Chan is also, at this point, very, very confused about what kind of job Wei Ying has where he can just go sub or do a scene in the middle of the day multiple times a week. He does not judge Wei Ying for seeming to have a new dom every time they run into each other. Lan Chan actually probes Jiang Yan Li about this, gently and not in a revealing way, at their favorite regular munch. For doms, and due to its location, the majority of the attendees are also AAPI. It's pretty ideal. Just a Wei Ying seems busy lately sort of thing. Jiang Yan Li, who does not know anything about the basis of this misunderstanding, but who does know about her brother's huge, obvious crush on Lan Wangji, just says, yeah, it can be overwhelming for him this time of year, with a wicked grin, and he could probably use some stress relief. Obviously, she means that there tends to be a lot of flu callouts this time of year, but Lan-chan walks away very concerned about Wei Ying, possible professional sub, given all the other evidence, not receiving any measure of adequate aftercare. The next time Lan-chan knows that he's going to run into Wei Ying at the community center, he brings Wei Ying's favorite boba order and chai su bao, and a pineapple bun with custard from the bakery, Star, between Lan-chan's office in the center. Star. He really does go to the bakery because it's the most convenient, not because Wei Ying mentioned it being his favorite last week when they were roped into helping Mian Mian set up for one of her outreach festivals. Really, it's only a mile or two out of the way. Convenient. Anyway, Wei Ying has been looking really run down lately. Huge circles under his eyes, yawns that make Lan-chan's jaw crack with sympathy, the whole shebang. Lan-chan is furious at every other dom in the city on Wei Ying's behalf. He is tempted to offer to give Wei Ying what he clearly so desperately needs. A firm hand, possibly some subspace as a treat, and oodles of aftercare. But that seems maybe like it's crossing a line given how their friendship has evolved. But Bao and Boba? That Lan-chan can do. Wei Ying is delighted by the treats. He's been subbing at a school a little farther away for the past few weeks, and since he prefers public transit whenever possible, it means getting up a full hour and a half earlier than usual to make it to work on time. He's beat by the time he gets to the community center, but this is just the pick-me-up he needs. Lan-chan, you take such good care of me, he says, and grins at the earnest, sincere look he gets in response. The firm little nod, the poorly hidden smile. They text each other sometimes. Sometimes Wei Ying will send, the prep today is insane, sweat drop emoji, distressed emoji. And Lan-chan will ignore his sudden boner and reply, slow and steady, you can do it, Wei Ying. If Lan-chan has a great success at work, he'll share it, and Wei Ying will reply with, thumbs up, red sparkly heart emoji. Not central to the story, but Lan-chan works primarily with Chinese immigrants. He's fluent in Mandarin and Cantonese, but he's also conversant in Spanish, and he's working on learning Vietnamese and Tagalog so he can work with more people. Wei Ying secretly finds this all very sexy. Absolutely central to the story, Wei Ying actually is also a submissive, and aware of this in that he's had dom partners in the past and responded well to them, / had a great time, but he's not particularly involved in the broader scene and does not realize what Lan-chan thinks. For example, Wei Ying would be shocked if he found out that Jiang Yan Li is a poly-bi dom who goes to Munch's several times a month and doms the fuck out of husband Jin Sichuan and their mutual girlfriend Mian Mian regularly. Anyway, it transpires that after Lan-chan watches the way Wei Ying just relaxes after getting the treats, he starts texting Wei Ying more frequently. If Wei Ying's partners aren't going to provide him adequate aftercare, someone should do it. Wei Ying can always tell him to stop. Lan-chan really hopes Wei Ying doesn't tell him to stop. He hopes, maybe, Wei Ying will instead ask him to do more, to dom him, specifically. It doesn't have to be sexual. 23% of Lan-chan's fantasies are platonic doming. Wei Ying, the first time Lan-chan replies to a today was particularly grueling lol text with why don't you treat yourself to a nice warm bath with some soft music in the background? Followed up with didn't you mention buying some nice lotion last week? Puppy dog eyes, puppy dog eyes, puppy dog eyes. But the bath feels great and the music is soothing. Lan-chan sent a Spotify playlist called for an overworked sub because he's the best. And the lotion is so nice after a long soak. And later Lanchan texts, "Treat yourself to that spicy chocolate you bought downtown last week." Wei Ying passes out 2 hours earlier than usual that night and wakes up feeling great. "Lanchan, you're a miracle worker," he texts and snaps a bathroom mirror selfie. He's still shirtless, but whatever. They're both dudes. They're pals. It's fine. It's also kind of a thirst trap. Kind of, definitely. He sends the selfie and follows it up with, "Look, Lanchan, no circles!" As in, under his eyes. Even though realistically, if he wanted to show off how rested he looks, he'd have sent a photo that focused on his face. Lanchan internally, "Oh, we're doing this now." Lanchan also internally, "Overwhelmed, TM, by this photo of Wei Ying's chest. His dark little nipples with the sparse, wiry hair growing around them. His scooped neck tan line. The way Wei Ying is biting the corner of his lip." Look, if Wei Ying doesn't want Lanchan like that, Lanchan will respect it. Wei Ying clearly has enough choices when it comes to doms already. Even if they're not doing right by him, he values their friendship. Still, Lanchan texts, "Don't forget to drink water today, Wei Ying." "Fine," Wei Ying texts back. He fills his Nalgene, teaches a bunch of middle schoolers pre-algebra, and hydrates intermittently. 2 hours later, texts, "Shit, I forgot to pack a lunch today. Sigh emoji." Lanchan, internally, "Oh, we're doing this now?" Lanchan, "Are you able to buy some?" Anyway, long story short, this job school's cafeteria is terrible, even by public school cafeteria standards. But faculty staff not on lunch duty are able to leave campus to get lunch elsewhere. Yeah, but IDK if there's anything good nearby. What's even in part of city? Lanchan knows a good place there. Ethiopian, owned by a former client. He and Wei Ying haven't discussed anything yet, so he doesn't tell Wei Ying where to go and what to order like he wants to. Just texts the name of the place and says, "I like the Kik Alicha Wot." Another hour later, Wei Ying texts him a picture of the Kik Alicha Wot with 7 thumbs up emojis. Lanchan can't help but reply, "Good boy." This is when something pings at the back of Wei Ying's mind. 3 somethings, actually. 1, he wants Lanchan to call him a good boy again, but 2, he wants to deserve it. And he, 3, thinks he kind of wants Lanchan to mean it in a dom sub context, not just the way Lanchan probably means it, i.e. like a friend being supportive. So, Wei Ying starts texting Lanchan even more, demanding his attention, you know, trying not to be annoying, but still, teasing him, huffing about the absurd instructions one of the teachers he's subbing for left behind. He feels for the guy's students. He really does. Etc. Essentially trying to get Lanchan to a place where he'll tell Wei Ying what to do. What will happen if Wei Ying doesn't do it, and call him a good boy again if he does. Then, Wei Ying thinks, he can see if Lanchan likes that kind of interaction, and possibly propose more of it. Lanchan, meanwhile, is going quietly, absolutely, utterly feral. He is a good, responsible dom. He knows that at this stage, the only thing to do, however scary, is to actually initiate a conversation about limits, about what they're doing, about what they want to be. Lanchan, unlike Jiang Yan Li, is not a polydom, but he's had enough time with the knowledge that Wei Ying is a professional sub that he's okay with Wei Ying having multiple partners in the fervently hoped for off chance that Wei Ying wants a sexual dom and not a platonic one. If Wei Ying does not want a sexual dom, it's fine. Lan Chan has platonically dommed friends before, and he'll do it again. He'll even, sadly but with conviction, delete the folder of thirst trap photos at this point. Wei Ying has texted him that he's saved on his phone. Lan Chan tells himself that the next time they go out for a late dinner after long post-work hours at the community center tutoring kids, Wei Ying, and helping the kids' parents with their N400s, Lan Chan, and avoiding Mian Mian roping them into even more volunteering, OFC, he'll broach the subject with Wei Ying. He's not going to dom Wei Ying over text without having a conversation. He'll give Wei Ying choices instead of orders. He'll praise Wei Ying's successes without establishing and maintaining consequences for going out of line. He'll think about digging his thumb into the dip of Wei Ying's collarbone hard enough that Wei Ying gasps with it. The way Wei Ying's easy flush will spread past Lan Chan's touch. He'll think about Wei Ying's mouth, wet and open in that moment. Wei Ying's eyes, wide and glassy. He'll think about it, but he will not act upon it. Not as a punishment, not as a furnishment, not as a reward. He's not sure what side of the line pain play, if that's something Wei Ying wants, will fall on, because they haven't established anything yet. He's not going to even draw any lines until they talk about it. Wei Wuxian. Lan Chan, are you there? Wei Wuxian. Am I annoying you, sad face? Wei Wuxian. You can tell me if I am. You can even yell at me about it. Lan Chan, wanting so badly at this moment to punish furnish Wei Ying. You are not annoying me. Wei Ying, home for the evening, pouring a glass of wine and calling Nie Huaisang to complain that Lan Chan won't even punish him a little for being super annoying over text. Nie Xiang, can you even believe what injustice is this? Nie Huaisang, RMR, Lan Chan knows him as the switch from one of the munches he goes to. First of all, hate to say, but as a bottom and sometimes sub, you are not being oppressed. I know it feels like it, but second of all, hate to say even more, but you should maybe talk to him? Wei Ying is calling Nie Huaisang because Jiang Cheng is not answering Wei Ying's calls right now. Jiang Cheng, like their lesbian friend Wen Qing, is waiting till Wei Ying finds a new conversational topic that isn't Lan Chan's broad shoulders and commanding presence. Fine. Wei Wuxian knows Nie Huaisang is right, that the responsible thing to do is to go through the mortifying ordeal of being honest about what he wants for 5 minutes, instead of tricking Lan Chan into giving it to him without talking so that, bada bing, bada boom, there's no need to talk. Wei Ying has subbed before, on multiple occasions, with various partners, and it's always been better when they've gone exhaustively, rather than just cursorily, over wants, needs, limits first. He knows this. He does like it better when doms drag the conversation out of him. But Lan Chan has to know Wei Ying wants him to dom him to be able to do that. Oh God, Wei Ying thinks. What if Lan Chan has never dommed before? What if he doesn't know how to drag the conversation out of me? Wei Ying does not consider the possibility that Lan Chan will refuse, completely, to dom him. He also doesn't consider anything but sexual domming. He knows that he, himself, is cute. And he knows that Lan Chan is gay. He's fairly confident he can be convincing enough. At least enough that Lan Chan will be willing to try something out with him, maybe. So, Wei Ying decides to confront Lan Chan. Maybe the next time they go out to dinner? Would that be too awkward? Possibly, but Wei Ying is getting desperate here. Urgency trumps awkwardness. So, the stage is set. 3,000 plus words into this twitfic, Lan Chan is going to have the limits talk with known professional submissive Wei Ying, provided Wei Ying is willing to sub for him, too. Even if it's just platonic. Even if Lan Chan is forced to do his best to swallow his crush. Meanwhile, substitute teacher Wei Ying, who also happens, incidentally, to like being submissive in sexual situations, plans on confronting Lan Chan about the fact that he wants to be dommed. But short of that, being kissed first and dommed later, with a little more convincing, is okay too. They don't have dinner plans scheduled, but there is another outreach event at the community center this weekend. Center director Mian Mian has roped all of her friends into helping out. Her girlfriend Jiang Yan Li is providing snacks. Lan Chan is demoing calligraphy. Wei Ying and Nie Huaisang are doing arts and crafts with visiting kids, etc., etc. It's a hectic day, and Wei Ying and Lan Chan still haven't solidified dinner plans by the time everything kicks off. There's an unspoken agreement, but unspoken feels a little tenuous right now. Eventually, Wei Ying takes a break and goes to help Jiang Yan Li out with prepping more snacks in the community center kitchen. Lan Chan is also there. Su Xie showed up, finally, and is doing a stint with the calligraphy. Lan Chan is hunting down some tea to steel his nerves. Jiang Yan Li, Asian, you still subbing at that middle school over in part of the city? Lan Wangji spitting tea out.
Subbing? School? Does not compute. What?
Wei Wuxian. Yep, math. But the guy I'm subbing for is awful. No direction, no prepped materials. The kids are super far behind in the lesson plan. Suddenly, devastatingly, about 3,000 things click for Lan Chan in this moment, across several terrible instants. He revisits every single one of his and Wei Ying's conversations and sees them in an appalling new light. He drops his cup. Wei Ying whirls. Lan Chan, are you okay? He asks. Lan Chan is not. Thank you very much for asking, Wei Ying. Highly responsible superdom Jiang Yan Li, unnoticed by either of them, picks up a tray of grass jelly and makes her exit. Then, several more things happen. Wei Yang grabs a dishcloth and drops fast to his knees to clean the spill. Lan Chan learns, looking at the top of Wei Ying's head, that, whoops, he was wrong, he only wants to dom Wei Ying sexually. They both abruptly realize it. Precisely the tableau they're in. Lan Chan, embarrassed, helps Wei Ying up.
So, substitute teaching is going okay?
He asks, testing. Oh, yeah, yeah, Wei Ying says. I mean, you know how it is, Lan Chan. I've told you all about it.
Says Lan Chan. I suppose you have.
Lan Chan pauses. Then says,
and when you introduced yourself as a sub 7 months ago, you meant your job as a substitute teacher, not as a professional submissive.
Wei Ying laughs, a little incredulous. Of course not, Lan Chan. Where would you get an idea like that from? I'm an amateur submissive at best. There's a beat. Then, Wei Ying, wait, what? Lan Chan, you mean you thought I was subbing, the other way? That whole time? In the same moment, Lan Chan,
oh, thank goodness you are a submissive, though.
Another beat. Wei Ying. Lan Chan, I've been trying to get you to dominate me for weeks now. Lan Chan, allowing himself to remember all those pictures and texts.
I noticed.
They don't make it to dinner, but they do risk the wrath of Mian Mian and leave immediately. Lan Chan's apartment is pretty close by, actually, and they have some limits to set. As it turns out, unlike the tiny overlap of Lan Chan's people from Munches and people from the community center Venn diagram, the Venn diagram of what he wants from Wei Ying and what Wei Ying wants from him is practically a circle. Lan Wangji is relieved to discover that he doesn't have to track down and re-educate every single dom in the city about the necessity of appropriate aftercare, administered for a decent length of time.
He's even more happy to find that he is uniquely responsible for Wei Ying's aftercare. Lan Chan likes to wait a day or two after discussing the shape of a scene before actually engaging in play. He tells Wei Ying this after they discuss limits. Wei Ying raises an eyebrow and asks, "Is that so?" Lan Chan,
"Yes, it is so."
Wei Ying confidently, "I'll talk you around." Anyway, I said this was going to be rated M for mature, discussion of kink, but not explicit. So just know that Wei Ying tries, and fails, to talk Lan Chan around, and they both get hard about it. So Lan Chan lets Wei Ying blow him and pulls his hair a little. Lot. As a treat. Then he eats Wei Ying out. Something, something, safe sex, clean tests, despite Lan Chan's misconceptions, it's been months for both of them. Use protection IRL, folks. They show up at Wei Ying's family din sum brunch the next day, holding hands, love bites showing, and Jiang Cheng rolling their eyes. Ugh, fucking finally. Jiang Yan Li smiling into her Xiaolong Bao.
I take it you had a much-needed conversation that went well?
Jiang Yan Li and her sub-husband Jin Xichuan's switch girlfriend, Mian Mian. I can't believe you guys bailed on me yesterday! The end. Author's notes. IDK that it's super relevant, but in this AU, Wei Ying was 1.5 gen, adopted by U.S. dwelling Jiangs from China at age 3, when his parents slash Jiang Fengmian's cousins passed. Jiang Yan Li, Jiang Cheng, Lan Wengji are all second gen. Mian Mian and NHS are third. And Jin Xichuan is first. City is flexible, but I was envisioning Bay Area. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!